So I've been, I did a writing workshop for 3 days last weekend, and so I went through all my writing material, including poetry, and found an old poem that I used to share with a Sangha, and I haven't done for a long, long time, and I brought it today to share with you all. So I'm putting it on the tape, although it's Roger Keyes, or Keyes, K-E-Y-E-S, wrote this poem called Hokusai Says. Hokusai was a very famous Japanese painter. Did wonderful landscapes. You probably all know his work. And how Roger Keyes knows what Hokusai would have said. It's a wonderful poem. Hokusai says, look carefully. He says, pay attention, notice. He says, keep looking, stay curious. He says, there is no end to seeing. He says, look forward to getting old. He says, keep changing. You just get more who you really are. He says, get stuck, accept it, repeat yourself as long as it's interesting. He says, keep doing what you love. He says, keep praying. He says, every one of us is a child. Every one of us is ancient. Every one of us has a body. He says, every one of us is frightened. He says, every one of us has to find a way to live with fear. He says, everything is alive. Shells, buildings, people, fish, mountains, trees. Wood is alive. Water is alive. Everything has its own life. Everything lives inside us. He says, live with the world inside you. He says, it doesn't matter if you draw or write books. It doesn't matter if you saw wood or catch fish. It doesn't matter if you sit at home and stare at the ants on your veranda or the shadows of the trees and grasses in your garden. It matters that you care. It matters that you notice. It matters that life lives through you. Contentment is life living through you. Joy is life living through you. Satisfaction and strength is life living through you. Peace is life living through you. He says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Look, feel. Let life take you by the hand. Let life live through you. He doesn't mention how difficult that can be sometimes. But even so, even when it's really, really difficult, the better, healthier, or wholesome way is to not suppress it or turn away from it, but live it through. Are there any comments, questions?
Chewing. was thinking about suppression. I guess when I hear like a poem like that, it concerns me. Like, I think, I don't know, there seems to be like some feelings that if we follow them through, they'll, I mean, take us down not good places. I mean, so it's a suppression is kind of necessary at some point, right? I mean, I guess you feel everything.
You feel everything, but you don't necessarily express everything, and you let the feeling have its own life. And if you do, it's brief, usually. It's when we get off on our feelings, even the negative feelings can become a way that we identify ourselves. You know, I'm the one who's always sad, or I'm the one who's always angry, or, you know, we become self-identified with different kinds of emotions rather than letting them pass through us. You know, we don't have to identify with anything. We're just whatever we're doing at the moment.
I guess any kind of feeling we identify is some kind of idealization that we need to just stay, not get stuck in.
Yes.
Even the positive ones?
Even the positive ones. Because if we don't let them go, there's not room for the next one. And who knows where it will take us.